This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Atlanta Falcons color analyst Dave Archer on the phone. And Dave, first of all, I think I need to apologize on behalf of the morning shift. It sounds like you were stuck on a plane next to Bo for like 2 hours yesterday on the tarmac, man. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Fortunately, there was a seat between us, so there was no, you know, wasn't anything like that. And then we had another young man who was an intern with the Falcons in their medical department that sat in the middle between us. So that was a buffer. I appreciate your concern, does Mike. Appreciate that.
Does anybody give Bo like a lot of side eye when he starts just hoarding Uncrustables and just shoving them in his backpack? Is anybody just concerned?
Uncrustables, and then they have the little travel pack peanut M&Ms. I've never seen anybody go after those. That's unbelievable. I mean, his whole top of his bag is full of little peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, it's good. I love it. We do need to talk about the game tonight, Arch. Look, one of the conversations we are having is if you were in charge of this lineup, and I think we're going to learn a lot. Let me just put it this way. I think we're going to learn a lot, good or bad, when Elijah Wilkinson takes the field, if he is at the right tackle spot. Do you think that he is a guy that we will see play right tackle, or is it, hey, he's the starter, we don't want to risk it, maybe he just needs to sit on the sideline tonight?
I think he plays, Mike. I think he has to play. I think you got to continue to get him some snaps. I completely agree with what you're saying and the concerns. And I want to ask you. I've been excited to talk to you about your thoughts, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in our pregame show coming up tonight with you and Bo, and we dive into our kind of our crosstalk with us in the booth. But does Elijah Wilkerson? How much better does Elijah Wilkerson get, Mike, in your mind, with Chris Lindstrom lined up next to him?
I think it's a massive amount. And personally, Arch, and you've watched the tape just as much as I have, I've wondered about the communication between him and Joshua Gray when Joshua Gray was at left guard last week. It seemed like on the backside of some of these, you know, cutbacks on the wide zone, like maybe the communication was not there, but Lindstrom does it at such an elite level that I don't think there's any way it could not get better. So I'll have my eyes peeled for that definitely tonight. And, you know, when you see Kyle Hinton possibly next to him and kind of try to gauge that in terms of what we might see, you know, there in week one against Tampa.
Well, that's kind of what I'm hoping and leaning on is that, you know, that we're going to see a pickup in his play. I think he's got the feet. He certainly looks like he's a guy that certainly could play out there. I think nobody knows this better than you do. Repetition makes you better. I think he's gotten some good reps in games. He's gotten some good reps in practice. I think there's also that uncertainty to a certain extent as to where you're going to play. And I know that he's played both sides, and now that if he potentially is at starting tackle, he's going to anchor in at one side. I don't know how much that helps as well as being able to say, okay, this is where I'm going to be. This is what I need to work on from a stance standpoint, a kick step standpoint, you know, that first step in the run game away, first step in the run game to me. That obviously changes, I would assume, right, Mike, depending on what side of the ball you're playing on and where you're playing?
I'm going to tell you right now, Arch, you're just – hey, look, I'm getting bothered up here in the middle of the studio. If you want to really get into footwork and a line play, you and I will be able to get into that to much more in depth tonight on the pregame show. You're right. But, I mean, it's there's a lot of muscle memory. I said it earlier, Arch. I said, look, if you just think it's easy, I want you to go find a heavy punching bag, and I want you to hit it with your right hand or your dominant hand and then hit it with the left. And that's how different it feels to play left tackle or right tackle when you have to flip over. So it's not simple, and you're right. The muscle memory is everything when you're making that flip.
By the way, there's a guy that's about 300 pounds on the other side that's trying to do the same thing to you, so it makes it a little more complicated.
We are joined by former Falcons quarterback, now color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Arch, is there one guy that kind of came into camp that has surprised you, and now you're kind of thinking he's solid, might get a roster spot?
You know, I think that, Allie, there's some guys that I think that there's a lot of guys like that that might fit the bill that you're talking about. I think that Natron Brooks is a guy that I've always really liked, and I just felt like, okay, is he a little bit too light? Is he does he not have quite enough top-end speed? But he's overcome all of that because of his want to. And I think Natron Brooks has played himself onto this football team. And I think that I don't know that anybody necessarily saw that with the Kobe Bryants and the Clark Phillips of the world that were probably sitting in those spots to potentially take those backup corner spots. I think Natron Brooks has shown his ability to play on special teams. We've seen it before. His dogged attitude playing on the outside where he's going to come up and hit you at 175 pounds. But I think his technique is better. I think he's been better at covering. You're going to see him tonight, I think, guys. I think you're going to see Natron Brooks used at nickel tonight. I think they're going to try to cross-train him some a little bit. I know he was working on Monday and Wednesday. He spent the individual period with the nickel group, and they moved D. Alford over, and he was working with the corner group. So I don't know how much that we'll see those guys cross-train, maybe get those guys out on the field and see if they like what they see and them playing in two different positions. I think you'll see Mike Ford, who's potentially a corner. He'll play some nickel, I think, potentially tonight as well. But Natron Brooks is kind of a favorite of mine. And I don't think – and we've all been singing the praises. Casey Washington and what he did, Allie, in the offseason – to come in and be ready to go. You talk about a guy that's determined. I know you guys have had a chance to talk to him. When he speaks, I had a chance to watch him in a little breakout session with the media here a couple of days ago, and his thoughtful answers on questions. I mean, he'll hesitate for 3 or 4 seconds before he actually answers questions. This is really means something to him, and the effort that he put in to get ready to go, and then the efforts that he and Michael Penix working together last year, he looks like a smooth, confident athlete. Last year he looked stiff. He looked like he was concerned about he was doing the right things. I don't see that this year. He just looks fluid, and a guy looks like he's about ready to step in and maybe start making some plays. I kind of liken him a little bit to Russell Gage. Remember, Russell Gage comes in at LSU, and you thought, okay, just special teams player. Next thing you know, Russell's in there as the third wide receiver. All of a sudden, he gets a big contract. Now, it didn't work out for him because he got hurt when he went to Tampa, but he blossomed into this guy. So those are the two guys that my eyes go to.
Arch, you know, the running back situation, we know it's Bijan and Tyler, but we haven't seen Carlos Washington Jr. And then you have the guys that you've seen between Corbin, Carter, and Dotson. I feel like Carter might be leading it, but – how do you see the situation at running back playing out?
Certainly know, Bo, that you can't go into the game against Tampa with two running backs. So who is ahead in that category? Certainly if you just look at their play on the field, Nathan Carter has been the most impressive of the three backs that have had a chance to play. Now, I say the three backs that have had a chance to play, Carlos Washington is a guy they really like. And I really thought this was a big year for Carlos Washington in that I think he is capable of being the number two back on this team behind Bijan Robinson if, in fact, you can't get Tyler Algier re-signed next year, because Tyler's going to command some money. If he stays healthy this year and has the kind of year we think he can have, he's going to be a guy that's going to be difficult to probably re-sign. So Carlos Washington, I thought this was a really good camp for him to kind of solidify that he might be that guy behind Bijan. He just hasn't been on the field. Now, I think he's close, and I think they like him a lot. Seeing how they kept four running backs last year, I think Washington is still in the mix to be the other back. So to me, it would be Robinson, Algier, Carter, and Carlos Washington would be that guy waiting in the wings to get healthy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Arch, what do you make of the Morgan Fox ordeal? And I say that because I think when he was signed, we all kind of looked at him and like, okay, this is a nice guy that can step into a starting role and, you know, if nothing else, adds good depth. But from what I've seen on tape and, you know, from all indications in terms of playing time and when he's been playing in these preseason games, I don't know that he's a roster lock as we sit here and talk today.
Mike, I couldn't agree with you more. I've got five locks on the defensive front right now on my sheet, and I've got the tentative kind of maybe on Morgan Fox, and I'm even kind of in that way about Kentavious Street too, to a certain extent. I don't know how you feel about those interior guys, Onyemata, Ororo, Dorless, Harrison, and I think QQ Graham has done enough where he's big enough to where he's going to potentially be one of those guys. And then you look at those other two guys, and Morgan Fox falls in that category. It's an enigma to me. I don't know where to go with him. I know they gave him a little bit of money, but I don't think it was anything significant from a guaranteed money standpoint that locks you into having to keep him. I know he's a good teammate and all that kind of stuff, but hey, that only goes so far. You got to be able to get in or stop people, and I just haven't seen it.
Arch, you know, when you look at the wide receiver room, it feels pretty set. I think they only kept five last year, and Mooney, Hodge, London, and Ray-Ray. But and Casey Washington, so I guess they kept six. I'm talking myself up here. But
is doing there a hell of a job, man. You're doing a really good job.
Hey, I don't know if you can hear me through the walls, but I've been trying to keep it quiet for you. But is there a chance they keep an extra guy like a David Sills?
Yeah, I think that right now, to me, London Mooney, Ray-Mai McLeod, Kadarius Hodge, and Casey Washington are going to be on the football team. And so those are the five receivers that I'm looking at. So a sixth receiver is definitely in the offing. You just mentioned they kept six a year ago. I think Sills seems to be the guy. And you start looking kind of at body types. Okay, what body type could I replace Darnell Mooney with? Well, that's kind of become a little bit, you know, from a shorter quickness and top-end speed. Casey Washington and Ray-Mai McLeod kind of fall in that category. Kadarius Hodge is kind of a do-everybody. So who's Drake London's kind of stunt double, if you will? I think David Sills has become that guy. And I think they've kind of fallen in love with Sills. His size is he's had a good camp. Now, that leaves to me Chris Blair on the outside. And Chris Blair, to me, is he always seems to have a pretty good camp. I think this has been his best camp in his Atlanta Falcon. That's going to be difficult to let him go. But is he a guy that's not a big enough name and maybe flies under the radar that you're able to let him go and then you get him back on practice squad? Or is he tired of that? You know, players, Mike will tell you, you know, players get tired of the same routine every time. You keep telling me that I'm going to be a part of the squad and you don't let me – you know, it doesn't work. So I'm going to go someplace else because I know I can play. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, Arch, I don't think there's any doubt, especially when, you know, when you add a guy like David Sills just, you know, seemingly off the street and he kind of jumps in front of you. I think that's definitely something to keep an eye on as a frustration for Blair. And speaking of which, and you brought this up, Arch, we know it's not just about what these guys can do on the field, but it's who can clear waivers in week one and, you know, move to that practice squad. I you know, we've got just a minute here left, but I'm curious to get your thoughts. You were talking about Natron Brooks playing some nickel. If I told you that you had to sneak a couple of these guys through to the practice squad, and Clark Phillips is going to be part of this, but Clark Phillips, obviously a former draft pick, guy that's seen time, Kobe Bryant, who was, you know, heralded even though he was undrafted, and Lamar Jackson, who seems like he's having a good camp. Which one of those guys would you pick and say, man, I got to sneak this guy through to the practice squad? Because it actually might, you might try to do multiple of those guys.
Yeah, I think that you're probably going to, if you're going to slip a guy through, Lamar Jackson's probably the guy. Kobe Bryant, maybe, but I think Lamar's had a good enough camp where he should be on the team. In fact, I've got him a tentative roster spot. I think that the four corners to me, Mike, are AJ and Mike, of course, your starters. And to me, corners three and four are Natron Brooks and Lamar Jackson. Now, how much does the ability of D Ford, if he can play corner, and Mike Ford play corner, how much does that make some of the guys like you're talking about, Clark Phillips, Kobe Bryant, vulnerable? And then maybe not as a concern. You try to get him to practice squad, but if you don't get him there, it's not a concern because you're keeping Ford and Alford, and they can both play corner. And these crossover guys like D'Angelo Malone and Mike Ford and you know, some of these guys that can play multiple positions and they're also special teams mavens for you, that comes into play. And that's the uncertainty part of this, is trying to get things squared away on the roster.
Arch, real quick, you got a prediction for Farmageddon?
Well, what prediction? I'm predicting pain. I'm predicting pain. Iowa State's going in there. We brought like the entire state of Iowa to Ireland. Ireland will never be the same because of how many people walking around with corn husks in their mouths are walking around. They're ready. Farmageddon. My guys are ready. Rocco Becht. What? Here we come. Iowa State, baby.
Arch, well, look, man, you rest up today because it doesn't sound like you're going to get much sleep after you guys get home from Dallas. You'll have to turn that TV on early for that matchup tomorrow, man, but it'll be good stuff. I'm glad that, you know, listen, I'm just glad that college football is back on air. So we'll get that all.
I hear you, man. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it, Arch. Always a good time.
Thanks, guys.
Him, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.